Bernard. Inspiring, motivating, empowering. This is the Bev Smith Show. This is the Bev Smith Show on the Empowerment Radio Network.
We're talking with Rudy Reyes, and Rudy has a show. It's called Steeler Nation Live, and he LinkedIn me. Is that it? Did I get that right? I get it with liked. I don't know why. It's like LinkedIn with me, and I read his credentials, and I thought, whoa, I want to meet him. I want to talk to somebody new and fresh, someone who won't say, what is that woman doing trying to talk sports? Because I can talk with Rudy, I got the feeling, about boxing. That's my secret passion. I could talk to him about tennis. I could talk to him about soccer, which I do not understand and my granddaughter plays. I get the feeling he's going to be a new person in our family. And he wrote, thank you so much for making a part of your LinkedIn world, for making me. If there is ever a chance at being on your show, I'd love to have the opportunity to meet and talk to you. And that's what he's doing tonight. We're happy about it. We've added you to the family, Rudy. That means when Mama Bev calls, you have to answer, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bev, for having me. It is a pleasure. And I have to give a quick shout out to Steeler Nation, first and foremost, because without their support, I probably would not be here at this juncture. I thank God. I give a shout out to Big O and Big Tiz, my co-anchors at SteelerNationLive.net as well.
And when can folks tune in to Steeler Nation?
Well, they can see the video vault that we have there. Obviously, we're not in the playoffs. Boo, boo, and more boo.
That'll change once people start listening to you. That'll change. Seriously.
That's the idea. I have a YouTube channel. Again, I am on LinkedIn, just as you indicated. And they can find me on Facebook.
That's good to know. All right, let's move on because I have so many questions. A lot of people are concerned about not only just the head and what is happening with the concussions, but the hits. I mean, seriously, in the locker room, just you and Miss Bev talking. Do they say, go after Rudy and knock his socks off? Is that what the coaches say to the defensive team? Is that what they say to some of those guys who weigh like 999 pounds and punch the lights out of you?
In today's NFL, I would say that there's more of a bounty aspect, just as we found out with New Orleans and the Saints program and how their head coach was expunged for an entire year's worth of play. That includes no pay. That includes sitting on the couch and watching football from the sidelines. Collectively, throughout the 32 teams we have right now in the NFL, I guarantee in some format or another, you do, in fact, have your coach, defensive coach, offensive coach, saying, you know what, go get him. I don't care what costs, just go get him. It's a sad truth, in fact.
Wait a minute. I don't care what it costs. If we get caught, we'll pay the fine. Don't worry about it. We won't penalize you. Knock their socks off.
Well, it actually happened when you called cheating against the Patriots during the Spygate time, for instance, just as an instance.
You're just saying, of course, you're just saying.
I'm okay. Just speculating at best.
But the other thing that bothers me are some of the calls that the refs are making. In some of those games, I'm going, hey, wait, this ref has a bias. This ref has a problem with this player. I mean, come on. Stevie Wonder could have seen that play. Have you ever felt that way about it?
I believe that there's a lot of issues going on with the refs and the bad calls, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that they don't understand the rule book. The Steelers have lost, just speaking of the Steelers, since we're on that subject, they had lost a couple of games and key first downs and key field position because of negative plays, because of calls that landed against them that really – we're not there. And me as a spectator didn't realize that in the rule book that, you know, once your knee is down before you cross the side, you know, before you cross that goal line, that the play is over. Like Le'Veon Bell, as an example, who went down on that injury, his helmet flew off and they called the play dead. Okay. I understand that there's a concussion symptom there, taken to sidelines and turn, came back in a couple games later and he was just fine. However, during that game, during that play, the ball crossed the field as the helmet came off. So in turn to me, and probably everybody else would probably agree with me as well, that was a touchdown. But needless to say that in the NFL right now, I'm sure at some point with some teams and in some respectives that there are people being called out to knock someone's head off.
You've given me a lot of food for thought on this issue. And it is interesting to see that there are those, you call them bounties. I was saying vendettas, but you're really right. It is a bounty. And you do get brownie points. You are the topic of conversation. You make the morning news. You're on every, Mike and Mike are talking about you. Everyone's talking about you because you knocked the socks off. This is a very violent game, and we love it. What do you think the attraction is? And why is this Super Bowl costing so much money? This is a big, football has changed. It is a production. It is a major show. There is debate over Janet Jackson's outfit and Madonna singing, Roseanne singing. I mean, this is no longer just a sport. Do you like what's happening to football this way?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I am good with negative publicity. But again, in the entertainment industry, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So where do you personally draw the line? Was her outfit truly a malfunction? Some say yes, some say no. Personally, I'm indifferent about it. As far as Madonna doing a horrible job and Roseanne Barr, for crying out loud, coming on and blowing out the national anthem the way she did, I really don't think that you blow out the national anthem. You do a nice serenade, you sing it, you get it done, and it's over with. As far as the hits, as far as what draws people to the game, what fills their seats, what helps sell NFLPA merchandise as authorized by the teams and the players respectively, I think it's the play. I think it's the overall play style. I believe that when, you know, Antonio Brown is going down with a helmet catch to get you into red zone territory to score, those are the kind of plays that people just draw to, that they really want to see. I don't know necessarily about the hits that would end somebody's career. Just like what happened to Joe Theismann, you know, Lawrence Taylor came in on the outside, you know, ripped his shoulder out of socket, never played another down. I think it's just for the pure enjoyment of the game. As far as me personally, do I like what's going on in the NFL and what's transpiring within the managerial aspects of the NFL? No, not necessarily. Roger Goodell's talking about taking away the extra point.
Oh, I was getting ready to go there. We're on the same wavelength. What is the purpose of that? I finally understand the purpose of it. It's like man in motion. I finally understand the purpose of it. It is the history of the game. Why? What would it do? What benefit does it make for the game?
There actually is no benefit. All you're doing is trying to protect one player on the field. As a matter of fact, it takes me back to a discussion that I heard on ESPN, and there was, I can't remember his name, I probably don't want to call him out nationally. However, he did state that the kicker is the defenseless player, just like what happened when we played the Cincinnati Bengals, and one of our special teams guys knocks the block off the kicker, and not only busted his jaw, but to rip it practically out of his mouth to a degree, obviously hanging on by limb and life.
The guard across their face. You see sometimes the camera goes in and you wonder, where's the ref? I just saw that. Where's the ref? He's not there. And they pull by the face. All of this is the new game. And then if they're changing the rules, they're making it entertainment tonight. Is it football?
I don't believe that you're keeping true to the dichotomy of what football actually is. There's a lot of glamorization surrounding football. My nephew, Paul Reyes, was going to play football. He decided not to because he had a physical issue internally, an internal organ that got punctured. He decided, look, I'm not going to play. It's not worth my life. Well, with symptoms like that, of course, you're not going to play. I think it's taking away from what the game was really meant to be. And overall, that's to enjoy every tackle, every snap, every cheer of the crowd, every single play by play on both sides of the ball.
So that's right exactly now, right. To enjoy.
NFL, it's being run.
And to enjoy. All right, let's get to the, what do we used to call it, and maybe I'm really telling my age, capping on each other, the bad mouthing, the calling each other out. Yo mama, my mama, everybody's mama. This is the new football player. I've often wondered, Rudy, why the teams, if they hire a young man to be their star, why they don't take that young man, hire somebody like a Bev Smith and say, teach them how to speak in front of the media. Help them to so that they don't create this negative image, because these young men are making a lot of money. And they act foolish and they say crazy things. Is it all a facade made to make us watch more? Are they for real? What's going on?
Well, a lot of that has to do with jawing, what they call jawing on the field. So a lot of the hoopla and the trash talk on both sides of the ball has a lot to do with, you know, you face one particular opponent, like we play the Ravens every single year, multiple times, and sometimes in the AFC Championship game, where jawing becomes a standard procedure. It's a standard practice. Baltimore hates Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh hates Baltimore. It goes across the 32 teams.
It does. It really does. I've seen those games in Pittsburgh and Cleveland. I've been at those games where we have to leave a little bit earlier. Listen, I tell you what. How about coming back next Monday at around 8 o'clock and telling us what you think of the Super Bowl? I'm not going to put you on the spot. Well, do you have a favorite? I mean, it's not the Steelers. Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay. I'll take you off the spot. But what about next Monday, after the day after the game?
Oh, perfect. I'll be more than happy, but I'm going to give you my pick right now.
I love it. We've got to go. You come back next week. Brooke will call you and set it all up. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we'll talk about victory at the Super Game. I hope your team wins. As my goddaughter would say, better be Seattle. Okay. Talk to you later. God bless you, and welcome to the family, Rudy.
Thank you very much, and go Steelers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gaining access to the airwaves for such a time as this. Transform your mind. Change your thinking. This is the Bev Smith Show.